T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. It is Sunday, February 5th, 10:09 a.m. Welcome to the huddle, where if I'm coming off the bench for a scuffle, you'd better believe I'm bringing Pete Najarian with me. No offense, Charlie. It is a beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning here in the Twin Cities. And if you missed it, and honestly, I don't know how you missed it. It's been everywhere. The Timberwolves have finally shown some signs of life. If you missed this, the third quarter of the Magic Wolves game, Austin Rivers walks past the Magic bench, apparently had some words for Mo Bamba. Trash talking happens in the NBA, not a surprise. Probably happens in every sport, Pete. I mean, I know there isn't a sport where they don't have trash talking, right? So Bamba comes off the bench and starts throwing punches at Austin Rivers. Jalen Suggs grabs him by the back of the head, neck, throws him down. The fight continues after the melee in the hallway of Target Center. And I'm telling you, all I could think of was, finally, this team cares about each other. I mean, Timberwolves fans should rejoice that this, honestly, in terms of cohesive units, this is the most cohesive that this team has looked. Granted, they're certainly playing better here, but they really get in. I mean, they all, you know, you can, if you watch the video online, you see Rudy Gobert and Anthony Edwards kind of jump down there as Austin Rivers is getting into this melee with Bamba. And so the fallout of this, Pete, first of all, is that Bamba gets fined in 4 games. Rivers gets fined, gets 3 games. Jalen Suggs gets a game. Jaden McDaniels gets fined $20,000. So let's start there, because I cannot believe that Bamba, who, by the way, was in another altercation in December of 2022. This is not his first altercation of this NBA season. And he only gets 4 games for coming off the bench and throwing punches at Austin Rivers. The NBA still has an image problem, in my opinion. And it started back with a Malice in the Palace at a palace at Auburn Hills, you know, decades ago. But 4 games for coming off the bench and throwing punches when this was at least your second offense of this season, I think that's a little light, Pete. I don't think the NBA came down hard enough on him.
They didn't, and it's a black eye. And we talked about, other circumstances, not fighting, but we talked about other circumstances with some of the players in the NFL and how it's tarnished the shield a little bit, in my opinion, with the lack of forethought with injuries, specifically with the quarterbacks and how they ought to suit those guys up. And now we're talking about the NBA, but the NBA, on the other hand, this is something that just cannot be tolerated at all. It's something that just makes them, and you just said it already, but to emphasize, this is a league that already is kind of in question, quite honestly, and a lot of different things going on. And, you know, they don't even fight in hockey like that anymore, right? I
mean, it's rare, but changed. Yeah.
So it is interesting.
And if you start the fight sometimes in hockey, you know, you can get extra time. You can get extra penalties and certainly extra fines. I was really surprised that when I was looking back through what Bamba had done this year. By the way, after the game, I watched a little bit of Austin Rivers' press conference. But had the best burn on Mo Bamba. He says, After the game, he goes, I don't even know who the other guy is other than the fact that he plays for the Magic. I mean, if that doesn't say you're not worth my time. By the way, he knows enough to know who he is on Instagram because they had Instagram battles back and forth. But to come out and go, I don't even know. This guy's a punk. I don't even know who he is. I just fought him because he was there. That was fantastic. The positive that I take from this is I was at least happy to see that as soon as Rivers gets tossed, thrown down to the ground, Rudy Gobert and Anthony Edwards come running directly towards that scuffle. And I sat there and I did. I counted. I'm like, okay, do we have the same amount? Does Orlando care more about their guy than the Timberwolves care about theirs? And it was exactly the same. It was three each. So I said, all right, good. The Timberwolves, and you know, we joke about this, but you know this, Pete. Things like this can be the turning point and can galvanize a locker room, right? Austin Rivers was punked by a guy, and his teammates had his back. That makes a difference when you go back to the locker room after the game, doesn't it? That you're not just fighting alone.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think you're dead on. I think it's something, and it's great to see, you know, our star players. It would be a little bit different. It still would be fine, obviously. It would be great to see the guys coming off the bench and the guys that a lot of people don't even know their names. But when you've got your superstars getting off the bench and going after them, I think that is a great statement. And you and I have talked about this for a while now. And now that we're into February, we talked about, can this team start to develop something within themselves? And we talked about it might take through December. Well, now we're long past that. We've gotten all of January out of the way. And I think this is a bit of a statement. It shows that these guys have come together. And it's great to see Rudy Gobert as a part of this whole thing as well. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to have Anthony Edwards, who I, by the way, and I say this, I think, every week on the huddle with you, but that guy is a superstar in my mind. The fact that I think, am I right that he got looked over for the All-Star game or something like that?
It is part of our show today. I was looking through it. We'll talk about it later. I absolutely think that he got snubbed not being an All-Star. I get that there's other guys there, but I to me personally, and we'll talk about this in the second hour, Pete. I think if he played in another market, I think if he didn't play in Minnesota where he gets overlooked and the team's not playing as well as maybe they should, I think if he plays in an L.A. or a Chicago or a New York, I think he's absolutely an All-Star. I absolutely agree with you.
Totally agree. And I'll tell you, but that's the guy. You want those stars with you because that gives that sort of street cred, if we want to call it that. Or, you know, there's some sort of a credibility, and it also shows this team is starting to gel. I think they're starting to come together. Yep. They won, four of the last six, and they I think the biggest of those big wins that they've had, that game against the Grizzlies, I think, was a statement game for the Timberwolves. And I think it's something that we will be looking at. I mean, it was a great game. You're never going to stop Ja Morant. The kid is absolutely amazing. Yeah. He's a highlight film. But you know what? Anthony Edwards can go head-to-head with just about anybody out there. I mean, he really can. Now, he's had a game or two where he's under 20. That's not a big deal to me. This is a guy who seems to be able to score at will, and he really does. And I think that they are bringing in more and more guys off the bench that are they're becoming a part of this team. And so the gelling factor, I think, is starting to get there. And I think, unfortunately, this fight actually might have highlighted the fact that these guys all do care about each other, right? I mean, and that's the positive that we can take away from something that is a big negative, and you don't want to see that on the basketball court.
Agreed. What do you think out there? Is this enough? Is five games enough coming off the bench and starting a fight for Mo Bamba? We would love to hear your calls. Your text, you can always give us a call on the Cities One Plumbing Talking text line. It's 651-461-9226. We have an awesome guest list today, Pete. Coming up at the other side of this break, Brad Frost, the Gopher Women's Hockey head coach, will join us. And in the second hour today, about 11:20, former Vikings tight end and played with some very, very good quarterbacks, including one Mr. Tom Brady. Kyle Rudolph will join us at 11:20. We will talk to him about all that, plus his new charitable ventures. You are listening to The Huddle on 830 WCCO. Welcome back to The Huddle. The Gopher women's hockey team is 23-4-2 overall this season, coming off a weekend split with Ohio State, number one team in the country. Brad Frost is the head coach of the Gopher women's hockey team and joins us this morning. Brad, great to have you. Thanks for joining us. First of all, I know you guys had won 15 straight coming into last night. You have experience with streaks like this. I know I feel like every year we talk about a couple of those seasons ago when you guys went undefeated the whole way. But what is it? How do you keep a team on a streak without getting them to focus on it too much, but to keep the success going?
Well, I think that's one of the great things about college hockey is you play Friday, Saturday, you've prepared for those opponents, and then you have Sunday off and you turn the page and now you're focusing on your next opponents. And so, you know, the streak that we were on, it really wasn't anything that we were thinking about. Obviously, when we were in the midst of a 41-0 season and a 62-game win streak, as those wins started piling up, you start thinking about them a lot more. But, you know, for us, it's really just focusing on the process of what can we do to win games against the next opponent that we have.
Brad, I'll tell you, it's always been impressive to me how good the Gopher women's hockey team has been for so many years, and you've just added on to that to make it even greater, it seems as if. But I'll tell you what, you guys had a great opportunity, and you spoke about this last night after the game, but there were opportunities for you to maybe actually sweep that series with Ohio State, which probably would have catapulted you into the number one spot. Talk about some of the opportunities missed there. I know you talked about hitting pipes and so forth, but what else were we doing so well we just didn't quite get it past them?
Yeah, we had a little bit of a slow start yesterday, and although we did score first, and very next shift we come down, we hit a pipe that could have made it 2-0. They come back 30 seconds later and score to make it 1-1. Very next shift they center the puck, it goes off our defenseman's stick and in the net. All of a sudden it's 2-1 them, and we were just a little not on our game like we want to be in the first period. Second period we flipped the script and outshot them 15-6. We hit three pipes in the period and just weren't able to get the equalizer. Took a penalty late there in the second, and Ohio State came out right away in the third and scored on a nice 4-on-2 rush to make it 3-1. And then you start pressing, right, and mm-hmm. try and get two goals in one shift, which doesn't really happen. So the game got away from us late, but overall it was a great weekend, split with number one Ohio State, and you know we've beaten them twice this year. We tied them once and then lost last night. So feel like we're still in a good position, and everything we want as far as a conference championship and national tournament and things like that are still right in front of us.
Brad Frost, the Gopher Women's Hockey head coach, is our guest this morning on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Frosty, I was looking through some of the stats this morning, and I was, you know, we've talked about Taylor Heisey and how good she is. She already is at 50 points this season, which is just incredible. But then you have three 20-goal scorers on your team already. In terms of offensive power, it almost seems that it's as if you have an embarrassment of riches. I mean, how nice is it as you make your lineups and you look down and you think, oh, he's at 20 goals, 20 goals, 20 goals, to have just that rush of scoring potential on your offense?
Well, it's huge, obviously. I mean, the ability to put the puck in the net is at a premium in hockey. And as you mentioned, we've got three of them. The cool thing about each of those players, you know, Zumwinkel and Heisey, we have them on separate lines. Murphy is playing with Zummy there. But it just provides an opportunity where anybody can score. And then you look at our third line, they scored three goals on Friday. They scored two goals on Friday, and they were plus one yesterday as well. So it's not just our top two lines, our third line's contributing offensively as well. And that's been huge to be able just to have kind of an abundance of riches in that area. Heisey and Zumwinkel obviously are incredibly special players and should be up for the Patty Kazmaier Award here at the end of the year.
Brad, and you guys have done a great job, just as the men have as well, as far as we're seeing attendance numbers look pretty good, right? I mean, it seems like it's very close to sellouts. Are you pretty excited about that? Are the girls excited about that?
Yeah, very much so. It's man, this year our attendance is up about 30% from last year, and it's so exciting for our players, you know, to have 2,800, 2,900 people there. 3,000 is a sellout for us, and so there weren't many empty seats here this weekend, and I would imagine coming up here against Wisconsin it will be the same, but it's so exciting for our players, and the main fan base that we have is these little girls and their teams and their parents, and we want more and more of that because those are girls that have great experiences at our games. Our players are role models, and they want to be Gophers one day as well. So been very, very happy and very impressed with our attendance this year.
I love that you talked about that, because that was something I wanted to bring up, was when you, and I've brought my daughter and her friends to a Gopher Women's hockey game, and you truly do get to meet the players. They actually come by, and they came by and said hello to them and took pictures before the game, and the girls are yelling at them during the game and cheering. That I would assume comes from your leadership. Is that right? I mean, that idea that we're role models to all of these young girls out there, and the way that we grow this game and the way that we grow our fan base for years to come, long after we're gone, is engaging those young girl hockey players.
Oh, absolutely. It's so many of our players are from Minnesota, about 65 to 70% of them. And they've actually grown up coming to our games as well.
Yeah.
And coming to our camps and things like that. And so they know what it's like to be on the other side of the glass, you know, cheering for their idols and wanting to be Gophers one day as well. And so it's been really neat. Our ticketing, Jeff Peterson with ticketing and our marketing have done just a great job with group sales this year and how these teams can get different things. You know, we've got a team in the tunnel coming out, you know, giving our players high fives as they go out to the game. We've got players on the little girls on the blue line giving high fives when the introductions are happening. There's pictures on the ice at the end of the game, not necessarily with our players, but right there at Ritter Arena or with Goldie or locker room tours. There's just all these different things that that these young girls can do when they provide these group opportunities. And so it's been really, really neat.
Brad, you guys are doing so many things right. I'm just curious, as you're talking about this, it made me start to think, how is recruiting going? And we're not talking about, obviously, the littler girls that are there, but some of the high school girls. How is recruiting going right now for the University of Minnesota?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. You know, still so many of these players in Minnesota want to be Gophers. And as long as I'm at the University of Minnesota, that's going to continue to be the case. You know, I think as soon as we ever lose that, where the Minnesota mm-hmm. girls want to go other places, that's going to be a problem and a challenge, because there's just so many good players in the state. And so we want to keep the best ones here. If there's better ones elsewhere, we want to try and find them too. Mm-hmm. But overall, things are really bright here for the future.
Brad Frost joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Frosty, this is my last one for you, because it seems like so many years over the past decade we've talked about players who are up for the Patty Kazmaier for your team, Hannah Brandt, Danny Cameronese, Amanda Kessel, and every year we get close. Maybe you've had some winners, but Taylor Heise's numbers are really kind of really pop out. And obviously she's playing on the international level as well. How much of a chance realistically does she have to win this year?
Well, she won it last year. And so, you know, I guess the question is, you know, will the voters be okay if voting a player back to back? I think that's the big question, but she certainly has a great opportunity. I would be shocked if she's not in the top three and giving it a run. You know, one of the challenges could be that Grace Zumwinkle is right there as well, you know, and then you know, worry about splitting votes and all that type of stuff. But I think both of those players are very, very deserving of being up for the award and have a great chance to win it. I haven't seen better players than those two. Obviously, I'm a little biased, but they're pretty special.
But that's saying something, because you've had some really great combinations in your time there, Brad. So. Hey, I appreciate the time this morning. Thanks very much, and good luck with Wisconsin next weekend.
Thanks, Brad.
Guys. Appreciate being on. Take care.
All right. Brad Frost, Gopher Women's Hockey head coach. Always a good interview. Also a very good golfer, by the way. I've golfed with him once or twice.
They're all good golfers, man.
Way better than me. Way better than me. All right, we will take a quick pause, come back. We have the fast break coming up next on The Huddle. Welcome back to The Huddle. If you missed it, Gopher Women's Hockey head coach Brad Frost was with us in the last segment. A fantastic interview. It is up right now. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. Just search The Huddle. You might have to put our call letters, WCCO, in there as well. You can always get our podcast there, both show and segments, but it is up right now. Time for the fast break.
Let's hit this segment running and gunning. Time for a fast back and forth with Pete and Dave. We're calling Fast Break on The Huddle.
I'm a big fan of the Open, I got to say.
Really, I love it, Charlie.
It's fun.
It's awesome.
And let's get it going. Fast Break back and forth between Pete and Dave. We're going to start today with you, Pete. And we're going to go over to Williams Arena, where things have not been great for the Golden Gophers men's or women's team, for that matter, but a little bit worse for the men's team these days. I would recommend staying away from that area if you enjoy the sport and skill of basketball, because you might walk away with a dejected mood.
Disappointment.
Yeah, disappointment.
Fiery's bullets.
Ben Johnson's crew is really struggling. They fell 81-46 to a maybe slightly above average Maryland team. It's not like Maryland's blowing people out these days. They've lost by an average of 13 points in their last 11 conference losses, and now have back-to-back 35-point defeats, where it's never felt close in either of these games. It just looks like it's getting worse over there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now, obviously, these teams have been decimated by injuries before the season started and during the season. Dawson Garcia still not playing, and it's just year two, but things are not going well over at Stadium Village for Ben Johnson's squad. How long of a leash does Coach Johnson have, and is this rock bottom? Are we going to go any lower than this?
I don't know how we can go any lower. It's that bad. And I love Ben. Let me tell you. I mean, I was looking at somebody else when they were considering who would be the basketball coach for the University of Minnesota. But when Ben was named, I thought he was a great pick. I thought he fit in well. I thought everything made sense. But I'll tell you guys, when you're 1-11 and you're getting beat, as you were just saying, Charlie, I mean, Northwestern beat us by 20. And then you get Rutgers slamming the door on us, like you mentioned, and Maryland slamming the door, 35-point losses. That's, you know, you're not playing good on offense. You're not playing very good on defense. And, you know, you'd expect, I mean, this is Gopher basketball, where we've been pretty dominant for many, many years. I know we've slipped back a little bit, and Richard Pitino had some issues here and there, but boy, we're really just not able to put it together. And I think it's a short leash, because that's the world we live in today in college sports and quite honestly in the professional sports. You can't lose for very long before your job is in jeopardy. And I think Ben probably feels the heat, and I'd be curious on how long they think the leash should be, because you can only go so long, because you know, when you look at it, this is one of those revenue generating sports, and they've got to get to the point where they make the revenue that we expect. And they are not doing that right now.
Well, listen, I'm going to go back to, I'm looking here really quickly at, we all remember Richard Pitino's meteoric rise to fame before coming to the University of Minnesota. His second season, he was only 18-15 here. So, and then he lasted a few more. And I always remember Pitino, he would just be fantastic in the non-conference schedule. And we'd be just, you know, this team's going to the Final Four. It's world beaters. Here we go, conference championships. And then they'd play Michigan or Michigan State, and they'd get blown out by 40, and then they'd lose seven straight in conference, and they wouldn't make the tournament. So while I do agree this year is probably not as – it's certainly worse because of, I think, some of the players that they have. I don't necessarily think this is the worst of the worst. Now, have they hit rock bottom? I certainly hope so. But this idea that Richard Pitino was even, you know, boy, we sure miss him. And now we have Ben Johnson. I'm not there yet. I never was a big Richard Pitino guy. I thought his win percentage was inflated by the way that they did their schedule, but I give him a few more years. 2 years isn't enough. He doesn't even have his recruits, the guys that he's brought in really in. And we were talking about this before the show, Charlie, that it's so difficult. You have to remember, college basketball, you get one season with each group of guys, right? That exact group with that chemistry, you only get one season. It's very rare that the exact same full entire group is back again. And so I just think that maybe he deserves a little bit longer. I wouldn't yank it yet. Now, if they can get some amazing coach in the wings that's ready, maybe. But I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet.
Not backing up the Brinks truck to Arkansas for Musselman at this point.
Not yet, but I did like him when they. I did want him. No offense to Ben Johnson, but I did love the idea of Musselman coming here.
It's going to be tough to pry him away from Arkansas at this point.
Oh yeah,
he's built a quite dominant program down there in Fayetteville, right? And that's where.
Yeah, but not to mention the food's incredible.
There you go. All right, Dave. We'll move on here. Question two. Guess who's back in the news? Dave, that is correct. It's Kyrie Irving. This time not for, you know, outright anti-Semitism, but, you know, some other stuff. He wants to be traded.
Didn't he also think the world was flat?
Well,
is that him?
You know, one of a bunch of things.
Okay, well, sorry. Go ahead.
Who knows what he thinks at this point? I can't keep track. He wants out of Brooklyn. He wants to be traded before Thursday's trade deadline. And they say, screw you, Kevin Durant, my very good friend. I'm going to leave you in the dust and try to get out of here, even though Brooklyn has acquiesced to everything I've wanted. So my question for you, Dave, is
no.
Give
go
me,
ahead. Sorry,
no,
I know what you're going to ask
not,
me.
It's not. It's not that. It's
okay,
not that.
Okay.
I'm not even going to put that into the ether.
Okay.
That's not happening. No, my question is the three biggest – Minnesota locker room head cases.
Oh, wow. Oh, good, 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 good. Okay, here we go. Randy Moss's second tour of duty.
Yep.
I
was going to give you that one as a freebie.
Danny Heatley, when he came to the Wild for that short season, him and Devin Setoguchi. Boy, that was something. And number one for me, I mean, come on, it has to be Jimmy Butler, right? This guy comes in, gives people his cell phone number, at his you know, at the Mall of America Rotunda. Just call me. I want to win. I want to win. And then he does this bizarre. Now, don't get me wrong. As a journalist, oh, I loved him because you always had something to talk about. But he was arguably the biggest head case. The rumors of him and Carl Anthony Towns and possibly what happened, and I'm not even going to go there, but, you know, yelling at the court, you bleeping need me, and calling in Rachel Nichols for an interview to blast. I mean, holy cow. Just when you think that there can't be better drama in Minnesota sports, Jimmy Butler comes to town. And honestly, it was better than any movie or dramatic Netflix series. Could you imagine that as a Netflix series? Jimmy Butler and the Timberwolves would have been so good. Yeah, that's one for me, and it's not even close.
Pete, you got any additions there? I know Randy Moss probably on your list.
Yeah, on my list, along with Jimmy Butler, and I was around for a lot of the Jimmy Butler stuff, and that was amazing to watch. I mean, and listen to and hear and talk about it to other people and try to find these things out. But you know what, Randy Moss, it was definitely, I love the guy to death. I got to know him, he's a good friend and everything, and he's just an interesting guy. But, you know, you feel bad for guys sometimes. You almost want to hold them back and go, hey, look, even though it's not my business, don't talk to these guys right now. You know, there are coaches that I played for who used to say to us at the end of a game specifically, but they would say to us, hey, look, I'm going to keep you a half hour away from any of these writers because I want you to be in a sound mind space, not right after the game where your emotions are still there and everything else. And you're going to say things that you may or may not, you know, probably regret. Mostly you probably will. And I think that was really critical. I don't think they do that anymore. It's instant access. These guys get right there and people see it and hear it. And it's just oftentimes it is always going to be worse than it is going to be good, but it's going to be great for guys like you, Dave, to be able to laugh about it afterwards.
The vultures.
It's just crazy, right?
It's just
nuts, and it's not your fault, but these guys, I think they just, their emotions get away from them. And oftentimes they really do wish they hadn't have said what they said, but sometimes the ego even backs that up and says, well, you know what? I said what I said and I meant it. It's like,
by the way, really? They do still do that. They do still hold players away. And I'm the fact that you said it is something I never actually knew, but always thought. So thank you for confirming that with me. Players hide and coaches help them. And I remember at the old Winter Park, I remember Chad Greenway, who I like, is a friend, but I would see, you know, they'd sit back there in the side room where we couldn't get, and they'd play video games and just wait for locker room access to end because they didn't want to talk to us. So,
all right.
Sorry, Chad.
Over to you, Pete. Question number three. The Vikings defensive coordinator search continues to evolve with Denver Broncos defensive coordinator Ejiro Evero. I don't know. I have never heard it said. I've only read it. Something along those lines. I apologize for the mispronunciation. He has been let out of his contract, and the Vikings are allegedly in touch and wanting to interview him early this week. Of course, Brian Flores already been interviewed by the Vikings, and Desai, the Seahawks defensive coordinator, has withdrawn his name from Vikings consideration. Pete, who do you want in this position? I know you've been a big Flores fan. Now you hear about this Evero guy. Are you high on him? What do you think?
You know, so giving that a little bit of thought really quickly, I would say this. I think there are some great opportunities out there, but here's the biggest problem that I have, guys. We continue to look at defensive coordinators that want to run the same type of thing as Ed Donatell. I think Ed Donatell is a great coach, except for the fact that his scheme is a 3-4 scheme. And I think the scheme that the Vikings would be best suited for would be a 4-3. And when I say that, I even look at, like, okay, what do the defenses look like right now in the NFL? Who are the best defenses in football? Eagles, San Francisco, Buffalo, Cincy. You throw even Kansas City in there. You know that all of those teams all run a 4-3 defense. And when I say that, you truly have defensive ends. You don't have outside linebackers. They are defensive ends with their hand in the ground coming after it. And all of them, I mean, look what the Eagles did this year. They had 70 sacks, for crying out loud. So those defenses are all the best defenses of football. Even throwing the Jets and the Cowboys, they're 4-3 defenses as well. So we keep going after these coordinators that I don't think their scheme matches what we are. And I think Ryan Nielsen was the one guy who did, but then he's not going to take the job because he's going to Atlanta. So the whole thing gets a little bit frustrating for me, and I think we're going to do the same thing we did before. We're going to hire a coach that wants his scheme to be in place, and it's just not going to work. And I don't care which one of these guys it is.
Wow.
Scathing.
Well, I'll tell you, my only thought on this is one that I always go with what Pete says, because especially when it comes to football, because you're a way smarter football mind than I am. My only question is, why was Denver preventing him from interviewing in the first place? Why would you? I don't know that I've ever heard of a team who's no longer in the playoffs, and certainly they were not near the playoffs. Why would they keep him from interviewing? That seems like it's really dirty to me.
Yeah. It did feel weird that he has. I mean, eventually they let him out of the contract. So
is it because of Peyton's because of the Vikings? I don't know. Maybe there's maybe he's got an extra. I was just surprised at that.
Yeah. All right, Dave, we'll do this last one real quick here because we're running out of time. It's been NHL and NFL All-Star weekends this weekend, and boy, was it ever boring. From the NHL having a skills competition that included a dump-in to whatever Eli and Peyton Manning decided to come up with this weird Pro Bowl concept that is no fun for anybody, including the players, as stated by Josh Jacobs the other day with him saying, who cares? Who really cares about this? All of these events, I can't imagine anybody watched. I can't imagine anybody was all that interested. What are we doing? Should we? Okay, here's the question. Does it matter anymore? Should we even try to save these events? Because do we care? Do you care and do you want to try to save it?
That's a great, great framing of that question. Because I like many people, watched the NHL All-Star competition and the NHL All-Stars, and I watched some of the Pro Bowl. I was a little – so here – I understand what's happening, and it's that these leagues are trying very hard to make these things relevant, right? Because it's difficult, and you're up against things, right? You know, guys, they don't want extra work. They don't want to get hurt, and I understand that, and I absolutely appreciate it. But I would agree that neither one of these – events this weekend were what I would have deemed must watch television like they used to be. And there's a lot of things I would have liked to have changed. I respect and I understand what the NFL and what the NHL they're trying to do. They're trying desperately to save these things. There's no risk, right? Because you're right. People weren't necessarily watching them anymore. They'd kind of become an afterthought. So why not try to change it? There were some things I really loved. I loved the Tendy tandem, you know, the goalie shot from the other end. I love the idea of doing kind of a skills competition for football. That's fun. But I don't think either one of them truly really hit the mark for must-see television. But I don't know that they did any way before. So I guess it's a great way of framing the question. I don't know what the answer is. I think the changes need to continue. Or maybe they just go back to the way they used to do it. You know, I like the 3-on-3 NHL All-Star Game. I think it's fun. It's a lot of offense. It's really fun to watch. I was one of the few people that did watch the Pro Bowl. I just think it's not good where it is. I think you have it after. You have it right after the Super Bowl. That's my take.
And I'd agree with you, by the way, on that. And I think Roger Goodell's made a couple of huge mistakes again. And I keep calling him out. But this one I think is important, too. It was in Hawaii for years, guys, and that was a treat for all of us. Even, you know, if you're sitting in Minnesota, it's kind of fun to look. I mean, Orlando, do you really care? Or you look at Oahu, and you're like, oh, my goodness, this is pretty cool. We got a real game. But here's how bad things have gotten. So this year in the NFL, they averaged 17 million people for the games. They had 1 million people watch this game, this Pro Bowl skills thing and all the rest of it. And I'll guarantee you this, if they do it like this again next year, that number will be cut in half because nobody cares. It's not interesting. It's not even creative. It's not something that everybody wants to see. They want to see other things, and they used to want to see football. But I think that something about Hawaii gave it a little bit something extra, I think, and that was a mistake to move it, which they did years ago. But it's been steadily going down, 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 and I don't see anything moving to the upside for that.
I agree with you, as always, Pete. We are way up against the break. Charlie, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, put a wrap on the first hour. You are listening to The Huddle on 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.